after a day in felony drug court, Todd Livingston stands on the front steps of the Tompkins County Courthouse in Ithaca. He's a defense lawyer, and he says half the cases in the court are opioid-related. Some have died from overdoses.
Yeah, I can't give you an accurate number, but enough that it's bothersome. Maybe it's one of those things I don't really want to think about.
16 people died from opioid overdoses in Tompkins County in 2016, according to the State Health Department. That's above the state average, and 45% more deaths than in 2015. That's put a strain on county health services and jails. So some counties are trying to recoup the costs by suing Big Pharma. They are taking a page from the largest class action lawsuit in U.S. history, when states sued Big Tobacco in the 90s, and the states won. The counties hoped they could get a cut of it too. But at his office in Midtown Manhattan, Paul Hanley says that didn't happen. He is a partner at Simmons Hanley Conroy and has successfully sued pharmaceutical companies before.
The counties all assumed that since the cigarette addiction, lung cancer problems were affecting people in their counties, that in the event of a recovery by the state, the money recovered would flow down to the counties. That proved to be completely false.
State governments hung on to the money and used a lot of it to fill budget gaps instead of related stuff like smoking cessation programs. Hanley thinks Broome and other counties will get more money suing Big Pharma on their own, so he's representing them in the lawsuit. His firm handles the largest number of county-based suits. They represent around 20% of all counties in New York State. But why not sue all the people responsible for the opioid epidemic? Why not also sue the doctors who prescribed addictive medications, or the FDA, which approved the bogus warning labels of drugs like OxyContin? In short, Big Pharma also fooled these groups.
The medical community at large was duped. And therefore, the medical community at large are allied with the interests of our clients, who also were duped into believing that it was appropriate, for example, for state county Medicaid programs to spend money on these drugs and for physicians to be administering them.
Of course, Hanley has a financial interest in this, but Professor Howard Erickson agrees with him. Erickson's a legal scholar from Fordham University. He also says if New York State decides to sue Big Pharma, it's not a big deal. New York's attorney general is among 40 others who are considering suing Big Pharma too. But counties won't lose out.
The state is one public entity, and counties and cities are separate public entities, and each of them spends money. And each one may have a separate claim against these defendants for the money that it claims ought to be recouped from the pharmaceutical companies.
For example, in Tompkins County, state money mostly goes to treatment programs, but county money largely funds jails and the Felony Drug Treatment Court.
All rise.
The counties budgeted close to $1 million for their alternatives to incarceration programs, like the drug court. If the county does join the lawsuit and they win, that money would likely go toward this court.
All right, I'm seeking employment. How's that going?
It's going well. I've been in contact with my old boss, so I'm waiting to hear back. But, you know, it's been like a week, so we'll see. But I hope to be getting back at it real soon.
Right. It's hard to figure out when to follow up on those things, but
it is, yeah.
Tompkins County Legislature is voting this fall on whether justice will be served, both literally and financially, by joining a county-based suit. For WSKG, I'm Laura Ross Brautellum in Ithaca.